So yeah, Nisken Chennai, he said this day, especially for Narottam Das Thakur's disappearance. So I don't feel qualified at all sitting here. I mean, who can speak about Haridas Thakur, such an elevated personality, and yet this song that we just sang, Narottam Das Thakur, Haridas Thakur, you know, all the exalted personalities, they have such great humility and say they want to be first in the queue for Lord Sheikh, for the Supreme Lord's mercy. So we have this meditation, we can meditate on this song, it's such beautiful songs. And I felt I didn't want to adulterate the narrations of Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Prabhupada's beautiful translation. Most of the class will be readings directly, and it's very simplified, it's beautiful readings. Going to read about a little bit about the glories about Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. And then we're going to read about the passing away of Haridas Thakur. So the verse I've chosen is 351, CC Antya Leela 351. But 350 I will just read because it's this verse is the follow-on of 350. Translation, how will these yavanas be delivered to my great unhappiness? How will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. I should have read the first 50, but I'm just going to read it quickly before I read the purport. Text 50 says, my dear Haridas Thakur, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called yavanas. They are concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts. So this is the purport to 51. This verse reveals the significance of Lord Chaitanya's appearance as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all the fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavanaitu Tava Avatar. O my Lord, you have appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Napaibi Ara. And among all the fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen soul is shown by the statements of Hey Dukkha Apara, it is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, Krishna himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he comes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. Namo Mahavadanya Krishna Prema Pradayati. Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he not only gives knowledge of Krishna, but by his practical activities teaches everyone how to love Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayati. Those who are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take the Lord's mission most seriously. In this age of Kali, people are gradually becoming less than animals. Nevertheless, although they are eating the flesh of cows and are envious of Brahminical culture, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering how to deliver them from this horrible condition of life. Thus he asked all the Indians to take up his mission. Bharat Bhumi Haile Manusya Janma Yaram Janma Sataka Kari Kare Para Upakara. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsh, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all people. CC Adi Leela 941. It is therefore the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian to take this cause very seriously. All Indians should help the Krishna consciousness movement in its progress to the best of their ability. Then they will be considered real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, even some so-called Vaishnavas enviously refuse to cooperate with this movement, but instead condemn it in so many ways. We are very sorry to say that these people try to find fault with us, being unnecessarily envious of our activities. Although we are trying to the best of our ability to introduce the Krishna consciousness movement directly into the countries of the Yavanas and Malechas. Such Yavanas and Malechas are coming to us and becoming purified Vaishnavas who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who identifies himself as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, Ya sabra kon mate hoibi nistara, how will all these Yavanas be delivered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always anxious to deliver these fallen souls because their fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. That is the platform on which one can propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuran Malitan Jaina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svaparantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaraghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishaka Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishapanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Kora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. One devotee told me this morning, I don't like devotees that sit and read a class. You know, it's very difficult for concentration. It's good when they speak. You get like a one-to-one, eye-to-eye contact. And plus, there's a relationship with devotees established. But I said, Prabhu, I'd like to listen to you, but today I'm not listening to you. I'm going to read. So he said, fine. So, yeah, I mean, this verses are so beautiful. And I just need the blessings of all the devotees here. I don't know what to say about Haridas Thakur. He's such an exalted personality to be speaking, you know, about him. He's actually, in these verses, in this glories here, he's actually giving advice to Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya is in so much anxiety about saving the fallen conditioned souls. And he's pacifying the Lord by giving him some advice. So who can understand this relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees? It's very, very elevated stuff. So I'm just going to read, and then I hope you can absorb yourself. It's very, you know, Prabhupada's put it in a language that's very easy to understand. So if we follow and absorb ourselves, we'll be able to understand. So Haridas Thakur actually came from a Mohammedan family. He was born like between 30 and 35 years before Lord Chaitanya in the district called Budan, Jessur, East Bengal, now known as Bangladesh. So from an early age, he had this attachment for Hari, for Krishna. And he continued in this way, and people looked at him strangely because he came from a Muslim background, and they couldn't understand how he took to this Hindu culture. So we'll just read and see what's happening here. So 52, text 52. So Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur the question, what are we going to do? These people are so fallen. How are we going to, you know, save them? So Haridas Thakur replies, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence, because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying, Haram, Haram. O Lord Ramachandra, they will very easily be delivered by this Namabas. So Haram to the Muslims means most abominable. But to a devotee, it means, O Lord Ramachandra. So that's what Haridas is explaining to Lord Chaitanya. So he's saying, O devotee, in advance ecstatic love exclaims, O my Lord Ramachandra, O my Lord Ramachandra. But the Yavanas also chant, Haram, Haram. Just see their good fortune. Namachari Haridas Thakur, the authority on the chanting of the holy name, said, the chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabas. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. So you get benefit. However you chant it, you get benefit. Even if you are critical, if you chant it with offenses, the results may be a little delayed, but there's still results there. Even a malicha who is being killed by the tusk of a boar and who cries in distress again and again, Haram, Haram, attains liberation. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith? So this holy name is so powerful, it doesn't like kind of choose who's good or who's bad to be giving benedictions. So powerful. So the example of Ajmil is given here. Ajmil was a great sinner during his life, but the time of death, accidentally he called for his youngest son, whose name was Narayan. And the attendants of Lord Vishnu came to relieve him from the bonds of Yamaraj, the superintendent of death. The word Rama consists of two syllables, Ra and Ma. These are unseparated and are decorated with the loving word Ha, meaning O. The letters of the holy name have so much spiritual potency that they act even when uttered improperly. Some people cannot pronounce the word, especially different like countries. They pronounce the word, they say for ya, for yes, they say ya. Different, you know, language speaking, different words being used, but it's explained, it doesn't really matter. If a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if it penetrates his mind or enters his ear, which is the channel of oral reception, that holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage, whether vibrated properly or improperly, with correct or incorrect grammar, or properly joined or vibrated in separate parts. O Brahmana, the potency of the holy name is therefore certainly great. However, if one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefits of the material body, or for material wealth and followers, or under the influence of greed or atheism, in other words, if one utters the name with offenses, such chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord. So this is how careful we have to be in chanting. But we, in one sense, we cannot say, oh, I'm not qualified, so I won't chant. You know, the chanting is the holy name that eradicates all of them. There's no sins that are big enough to be able to take over for this chanting of the holy name. Like Jaga, the example is given of Jaga and Madai. They were the most sinful brothers ever found. They actually used, it said that they used to look at the Shastras to find what sinful activities they haven't performed. That's how they were, the two brothers. But in the end, they got liberation from the Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Nityananda. So Namacharya Haridas Thakur continued, if one offenselessly utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be freed from all results of sinful life. Even a faint light from the holy name of the Lord can eradicate all reactions of sinful life. While dying, it's talking about Ajamil again, he chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayan. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Haridas Thakur, the happiness within his heart increased. But as a matter of course, he still inquired further. He spoke again to Haridas Thakur, saying, on this earth there are many living entities, saying, the Lord said, some moving and some not moving. What will happen to the trees, plants, insects, and other living entities? How will they be delivered from material bondage? So it's such a contradiction. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. He's the creator, he's the maintainer, he's the annihilator, and yeah, he's talking to his devotee, asking him how these problems in this material world is going to be solved. How amazing is that? So Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, the deliverance of all moving and non-moving entities take place only by your mercy. You have already granted this mercy and delivered them. My Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud Sankirtan have already been delivered from bondage to the material world. And after the non-moving living entities like trees hear it, there is an echo. So he's saying, you know, doesn't everyone know the story about the Jarakanda forest where Lord Chaitanya chanted, and it's explained even all the animals were chanting the Maha Mantra. I don't know in what form, whether they were barking, groaning, or whatever they did, but they were chanting, dancing and chanting the holy names. So he continues, my dear Lord, all the incidents that took place while you were going to Vrindavan through the forest known as Jarakanda have been related to me by your servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. My dear Lord, you have accepted the form of a devotee just to deliver all the fallen souls of this world. You have preached the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way it freed all moving and non-moving living entities from material bondage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, if all living entities are liberated, the entire universe will be devoid of living beings. So this is sometimes people put forward this question. You know, if everyone was good and everyone did, so they think this is the only population. There's no one there, you know, no one else to fill this planet. So here, Lord Chaitanya is like testing Haridas Thakur or challenging him. You know, if everyone is liberated and gone, then what's going to happen? This planet will be empty. So Haridas Thakur is speaking, my Lord, as long as you are situated within the material world, you will send to the spiritual sky all the developed moving and non-moving entities in different species. Then again, you will awaken the living entities who are not yet developed and engage them in activities. So Prabhupada gives the example of the prison. He says, in the prison, there's prisoners. As soon as they serve the time, they're released. But there's always people sinning. There's always, the prisons are always full. There's always no room. Sometimes they send some prisoners that have light sentence. They send them for community service. They get them to do community service because sometimes there's no room in the prisons. So there's no question of this material world being bereft of conditioned living entities. There's always someone. And I was reading another bit, was it in Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto, where Prabhupada says in a purport that the Supreme, Prabhupada says, in the Supreme Lord is so kind, he's given two canine teeth for pulling flesh for those that will partake of eating meat at any cost. So this is how it is. The Lord is like, he's so merciful. He gives us whatever our requirements, whatever we need. In this way, all moving and non-moving entities will come into existence, and the entire universe will be filled as it was previously. So, it's explaining again, previously when Lord Ramachandra left this world, he took with him all the living entities of Ayodhya. Then he filled Ayodhya again with other living entities. So we know now, for example, Ayodhya still has people. There's old people. If Ramachandra took, you know, liberated all the living entities, there won't be anyone there. So there's still people there. We can see by this example. He says, my dear Lord, you have set a plan in motion by descending to the material world, but no one can understand how you are acting. Krishna, the unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, master of all masters of mystic power, delivers all the living entities, moving and non-moving. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gonitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada. Nothing is astonishing in the activities of the Lord. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be seen, glorified, or remembered with an attitude of envy, he nevertheless awards the most confidential liberation, which is rarely achieved by the demigods or the demons. What then can be said of those who are already fully engaged in devotional service to the Lord? And in another place, I read how the demigods actually want to take birth in this material world, because in this age, liberation is very easy. Krishna comes in his form. Krishna is non, the name Krishna is non-different to his form. So it's the easiest process to get liberation. By descending on as an incarnation at Navadvip, you, just like Krishna, have already delivered all the living entities of the universe. One may say that he understands the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may know whatever he may know, but as far as I'm concerned, this is my conclusion. So he continues to glorify. I'd like to read a little bit of pastime whereby devotees were envious of Haridas Thakur because for his commitment of chanting and dedicating his whole life to chanting Hare Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Just find that 1 minute. Okay. The transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur are innumerable and unfathomable. One may describe a portion of them, but to count them is all impossible. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the attributes of Haridas Thakur to some extent. No one can describe the qualities of Haridas Thakur. One may say something about them just to purify himself. Okay. Haridas Thakur constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There he planted a tulsi tree, and in front of the tulsi he would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. He chanted throughout the entire day and night. Who's good with maths? How many rounds is that a day? I think it's about 171 or two. Yeah. That's how my, and Prabhupada said, we can't imitate this, but we have to diligently chant our 16 rounds daily. But if we can, some minimum 16 rounds, But, you know, the numbers can go up. This little pastime, yeah. For his bodily maintenance, he would go to Brahmana's house and beg some food. He was spiritually so influential that all the neighboring people worshipped him. A landholder named Ramachandrakaran was the zamindar of that district. He was envious of Vaishnavas and therefore a great atheist. Unable to tolerate that such respect was being offered to Haridas Thakur, Ramachandrakaran planned in various ways to dishonor him. So the story is, you know, this little book, calendar book, Prabhupada has some quotes. And I was reading, Prabhupada was saying in one quote, he said, for a real harassment starts when one becomes a devotee. When the more advanced a devotee gets, the more envious, you know, ness is bestowed upon him. This is the test. So Haridas Thakur will see in these pages how he passes all these tests with his humility and surrender to Krishna. So this Ramachandrakaran, he couldn't tolerate, so he offered to Haridas, he planned in various ways to dishonor Haridas Thakur. By no means could he find any fault in the character of Haridas Thakur. Therefore, he called for the local prostitutes and began to plan to discredit His Holiness. So normally this is what happened, and in all most stories within the demigods as well, a woman is used to cause the fall down of great saints and sages and all that. The same thing happened to Markandeya Rishi. So many times he was put. And then Indra would normally send, dancing damsels to sage, you know, great sages who were performing great meditation to please the Supreme Lord. So in this way, this is what happened. So this Ramachandrakaran said to the prostitute, "There is a mendicant named Haridas Thakur. All of you devise a way to deviate him from his vows of austerity." Among the prostitutes, one attractive young girl was selected. "I shall attract the mind of Haridas Thakur," she promised within 3 days. So Ramachandrakaran, he said to the prostitute, "My constable will go with you. As soon as he sees you with Haridas Thakur, immediately he will arrest him and bring both of you to me." At night, the prostitute, after dressing herself most attractively, went to the cottage of Haridas Thakur with great jubilation. After offering obeisances to the Tulsi plant, she went to the door of Haridas Thakur, offered him obeisances, and stood there. Exposing part of her body to his view, she sat down on the threshold of the door and spoke to him in very sweet words. "My dear Thakur, O great preacher, great devotee, you are so beautifully built, and your youth is just beginning. Who is the woman who could control a mind after seeing you?" So this is what, you know, when you want to win a person's heart, you use, you know, tactics, glorification. You win the hearts first, and then you continue. "I am eager to be united with you. My mind is greedy for this. If I don't obtain you, I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together." Haridas Thakur replied, "I shall accept you without fail, but you will have to wait until I've finished chanting my regular rounds on my beads. Until that time, please sit and listen to the chanting of the holy name. As soon as I'm finished, I shall fulfill your desire." Haridas Thakur is only saying this because he has so much faith, 100% faith in the holy name and that Krishna will protect him, that he's giving a positive answer to the prostitute. Only 3 days he has, but he's convinced. He's chanting day and night. So where can they be a next day or, you know, in 3 days? I shall accept you without fail. Okay, we read that. Hearing this, the prostitute remained sitting there while Haridas Thakur chanted on his bead until the light of morning. When she saw it was morning, the prostitute stood up and left. So she did this a few days. And then when she came again, he said, "Sit down, I'm so sorry, I haven't finished my round. I'll try and do it. This is the third day." So she did the same on the third day. "Oh, my Lord, oh, Hari," he says, after offering obeisances to the Tulsi plant, Haridas Thakur, and sat down by Haridas Thakur, chanting the Hare Krishna. So she started chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with Haridas Thakur. When the night came to an end, the prostitute was restless, seeing this. Haridas Thakur spoke as follows: "I have vowed to chant 10 million names in a month. I have taken this vow, but now it is nearing its end." So he's giving you encouragement to wait, you know, it's coming to an end. And he says, "But today I thought I will finish my yajna. I tried my best to chant the holy name all night, but he still didn't finish." He said it's coming to an end, but he still didn't finish. So he says, "Tomorrow I'll surely finish." Anyway, the prostitute returned to Ramachandra Khan and informed him what had happened. The next day she came earlier, and the night ended again. Now the prostitute was purified after all the chanting. She fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and confessed that Ramachandra Khan had appointed that Haridas Thakur and confessed that Ramachandra Khan appointed to pollute him. So she didn't want to listen to Ramachandra Khan. So in this way, the prostitute became a devotee of Haridas Thakur, and then she was asking for advice what she should do. He said, "You go home, relinquish all your business and take up this chanting." And so she became a follower and a devotee of Haridas Thakur. Time is going fast, so I just want to read the passing away. There's so many other pastimes, but we haven't got enough time. So this is about the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Has anyone got any questions about this reading? Very quickly, this about glories.